Hello, this is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management, and this is Think Smart with TMFG.
We have been in this coronavirus market correction now for a little over 3 weeks, and the market has corrected worldwide over 30%. It's not a lot of fun.
No, it's been a rough few weeks.
You and I have been through a few of these market corrections before, and we've learned quite a few things. In fact, after the last big correction, which was, you know, the market peaked in 2007, those were the heady days, things were good. And then by, you know, March of 2009, the market was down in some places 60%, 50%. It was a huge correction. And we learned a lot about our behavior and also client behavior. And I thought it might be helpful today to share some of those lessons of things we learned of what to do and what not to do. And I'm going to let you start us off. You know, what's the basic thing that we've done for our clients that has been good?
The basic thing we've done for all clients is every one of our clients has a full financial plan. And we use more complex financial software. And sometimes people say, you know, why don't you use a more simple software? The reason is times like this. So what you have to take into consideration when you make a financial plan is that there will be bear markets like this. You're going to go through extraordinary events. And when we look at success rates of financial plans, we use something called a Monte Carlo analysis. And that Monte Carlo analysis not only takes the rate of return we assume, it also takes into account something called standard deviation. And standard deviation is exactly what we're going through right now, which is the deviation from the original assumed rate of return. And if everything was nice and smooth, financial plans would be easy and this job would be very, very easy. Unfortunately, the markets don't cooperate like that. They're going to go up. They're going to do very well some years, and other years they're going to have 4 years.
So every client's got a plan. They've got a portfolio. It seems pretty straightforward. So what's the problem? We go through a big correction. Everyone's scared. I mean, we're all nervous. You know, I've got my whole team. We've got our whole team working from home pretty much. We're housebound. We're not allowed to go out. Some of us are in quarantine. It's scary times for the whole world.
Yeah.
What do we know, though, about planning?
Well, planning takes this all into consideration. So if you have a plan and you follow it, you're going to come out fine on the other side. If you deviate from that plan and you start to take knee-jerk reactions, then the plan does not work, right? We were discussing something before. There was an article by a psychologist out there, and it talked about why people react. And the biggest mistake we see is obviously run into cash. People that get very nervous and want to move their portfolio 100% to cash is want my money guaranteed. And they do it after the market's taken the heaviest correction. And we looked at this study on why people do this, and it goes back to caveman times. And people have different parts of their brain. Some are emotional. Some are thought-provoking. And the most simple part of the brain is, and what they refer to as the lizard brain, reacts during any emergency situation. And it was from when a caveman had a dinosaur attack. The first thing they did is they just ran. They didn't think, they just ran. And it was to save them. But through time, man still and woman still has this lizard brain. And when you're confronted with this type of fear, the first reaction is to flee to safety.
So safety would be a move to cash. And I guess why you don't make the move to cash, really simple, and we've touched on this in other podcasts, is quite simply, you know, let's say you had $1 million portfolio and it's 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds. So it's 600,000 stocks, 400,000 bonds, and it drops 20%. The equities drop 20%. And so you're down 20% on the 600, that's 120, you're down to 880,000, and you decide to move it all to cash, move it all to fixed investments. Why can't I just stay there and, you know, when the market rebounds, I'll move it all back in and then I'll get back to my $1 million? Why doesn't that work?
Well, the problem, if you're scared now, you're going to be a lot more scared at the time when the market's lower. And we've yet to see someone, we've heard people talk about this idea, but in practicality, I've never seen a client be able to do it.
Never. Not for 30 years anyways. And talking to other advisors, none of their clients can do it either. So let's take that one off. There's no point moving to cash because we can't get you back in at a lower number to recover what you're going to lose if you cash out. On top of that, if you cash out, there's a good chance you're going to have to pay some tax on your disposition. So what are some of the other things that we've found clients like to do when these things are going on? Because there's a sense they have to do something.
Well, the other thing they do is they start to reevaluate their risk tolerance. And it's good to reevaluate risk tolerance based on your personal situation. It's not a good idea to reevaluate your risk tolerance based on market conditions. And this is not a time to begin more conservative on your portfolio.
So when things are down, it's not the time to get more conservative. And when things are up, it's not the time to get more aggressive, right?
Absolutely.
So we've had, you know, over the years, back in 2008 especially, we had lots of clients who said, well, I was in a 60-40 portfolio. I only want to be now in a 50-50 portfolio or maybe a 40-60 portfolio. They wanted to get really conservative. And the fundamental problem with that is you can't get back to where you were. If you switch your portfolio during the correction when it's already gone down, you don't have enough in equities to get back to your $1 million. There's no possible way you're going to get back there.
It essentially heavily delays your recovery time.
What else do people like to do? What are some of the mistakes we've seen investors, because they want to do something again?
Well, everyone needs to make moves. So a lot of people will call up at this time and say, you know, I'm doing a monthly savings. The market's going down. I don't want to put money in and lose money. And they think of it the wrong way. They don't realize that this is an opportunity to buy into the market. So if you do have cash flow still coming in at this time, you're in a great situation to take advantage of a down market.
So you don't want them to stop their savings plan. There's another version of that. And they say, you know, they'll say, well, I'm not going to stop my savings, but I want it all to go into cash or fixed investments for now.
Again, almost the same as stopping it.
Right? You're not taking advantage of the fact that the market's 30% off.
For a young investor, this is a dream situation, to be honest. So if you're still making money and you're in your, let's say, 50s, 40s, 30s, anything like that, this is the dream scenario.
What about this whole, you know, rebalancing discussion? I've had a lot of conversations with clients about rebalancing, some of them difficult conversations. I know you've had a lot of difficult conversations this week. A lot of clients want to stop the rebalancing right now. They're more comfortable not rebalancing, which would basically, in this scenario, it's probably putting more money back into stocks from where they are. So it's taking from their fixed investments and it's putting it into their stock investments. Why don't they want to do it? And why should they not stop?
Essentially, if we knew the markets were always going to go up, there would be no point in having any fixed income in anyone's portfolio, regardless of age. The reason we have fixed income in the portfolio is to be able to take advantage of situations like this and have a rebalance in the portfolio where we can actually buy into these equities during low periods of time.
So think of rebalancing. What really happens is, you know, the client's portfolio after the market correction. So the equities are down 30% today on a 60-40 portfolio with $1 million. That's down about $180,000. The problem is you had 600, now you only have 420,000 left in your equities. You still have your 400,000 in fixed. You're no longer in a 60-40 portfolio. You're closer to a 50-50 portfolio. And unless you get back to your 60-40 portfolio, you're not getting back to your $1 million. That's just simple math.
Yeah, recovery times get extended, and you can't afford to extend your recovery times that much.
Absolutely not. The only way to, you know, they talk about, you know, how do you capture the market returns? You got to stay invested, and you got to stay invested in the portfolio that you can handle. The other idea I wanted to talk about, I've had a few clients that they, you know, they may be balking at rebalancing, but they see that, you know, some of the bank stocks are down dramatically, and they say, well, I'd like to go out and buy a few individual stocks. I'd like to sell some of my other equity and buy some individual stocks. Why do you not think that's a good idea?
Well, if you believe in the markets being efficient, whenever you get that, you've added an extra layer of risk on top of the portfolio. And you have the risk of having the markets recover and being in the wrong area. You know, right now, oil and gas stocks are down. But do I want to load up on a ton of oil and gas stocks just because they're down? It may or may not be the right decision. But you'd hate to have a rebound happen on the marketplace and not be involved in that.
And I guess the same holds true for asset classes. You know, we've had a few clients say, well, yeah, I'll let you rebalance, but I don't want any money going into Canada. I want it going into the U.S. and international. Why is that a bad idea?
Well, you never know which one's going to rebound. It's always surprised everyone which area rebounds the most. And sometimes the ones that are hurt the most are going to have the heaviest recovery.
So, I mean, I guess the summary, you know, we're not going to let clients move to cash. We're not going to let them get more conservative. We're not going to let them stop their savings plan unless they need to because of a job situation or an income situation. We're going to make sure they rebalance their account so we can get it back to where it was. And basically, you want to do all those things so that the plan works. That's why they hired us in the first place, to put a plan together for them and to make sure that plan works so that they can, you know, have enough money to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to.
People have hired us for our experience, and our experience has brought us through this many times before, and we know what to do. We've been through it. We've seen it. Every time is different, and there's all different reasons behind this. But when the markets take moves like this downward into a bear market, the decisions have to be very similar.
I totally agreed. I think that's good for today. This is Rob and Mike with Think Smart with TMFG from the McLuhan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management.
You've been listening to the McLuhan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources. However, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.